Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back. Summer break is over, folks. It's the Atlanta Traffic or WSB Traffic or Smiling and Doug Traffic Podcast, as you'd like to call it. And I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull.
Smiling Mark McKay. Yay, good to be back.
I tell you, we need a good couple of months to take off in between here to really soup up some ideas. But we've got to get back on track here because a lot of you are back on track with your normal routine. School is back in session. So we're going to talk about the back-to-school patterns here in a second. We're also going to tell you what we heard from CERTA, State Road and Toll Authority Director Chris Tomlinson, about a change in the current I-85 HOT lanes. And Smiling, we got some insight from the Atlanta Braves, right?
Yep, we were invited to meet with not only Braves officials, but engineers. I mean, this is it's a major project, the SunTrust Park, we know, going up. But when it comes to getting into and out of and parking, they enlist engineers. And this is a serious effort on the Braves to make it as fan-friendly as possible, not just once they get into SunTrust Park, but well before they get in. And I saw some positives there.
As certainly. So since we're talking about it, why don't we lead off with that? So I guess it's about 2 weeks ago now, kind of out of the blue. There wasn't some big lead-up to this, but we got an email from Braves officials. They invited us and some of the other media. Our buddy Jim Basile, Big Sexy Traffic, yep, from V103 and all that, we love. We got to sit and visit with him, and we got to hear from Braves officials and the engineering firm people about that project. Now, we're going to get really in-depth on this and talk more really step-by-step about it on a traffic show that we're going to have on WSB and WSBRadio.com and the app, and that's going to be Wednesday, August the 24th, so roughly a week from now, from 9 to 11 a.m. Here on WSB, Herman Cain's going to be off, so don't worry. We're going to give you some traffic nuggets. Okay, instead of your normal news nuggets, but we're really going to go in depth on Braves traffic and really do more Braves traffic related things leading up to the start of the season. We're also going to talk a lot about the overall expansion of these express lanes and HOT lanes around town and your other traffic issues. You can call in and mention those. So real quick, Smiling, instead of going through every single thing they told us, because that would go way past the time we feel like doing this today, right, and we want to have something to talk about next Wednesday, what were a couple of key takeaways for you in that Cobb County Braves traffic meeting?
Jump right in, but I think we both were, I'm speaking for you, impressed, but certainly noticed the 360-degree parking.
Yes.
That we both, when you look at that, and it's really a visual thing, but if we can try to describe, instead of the Turner Field configuration of parking where everyone is basically put into a major lot north of the stadium, SunTrust Park will have multiple lots that 360 degrees around the stadium on both sides of I-75, both sides of I-285.
And so what I really saw graphically that they presented to us that I was impressed with was how many cars per hour they feel like the different major entrance and exit points from all of these parking lots can handle in comparison to the only very few entrance and exit points from the Turner Field parking lots now. And I don't have those numbers written out in front of me, but it is significantly more. So there will be less people in this stadium than are currently able to be housed in Turner Field, capacity. But they actually are going to have more capacity for parking. And I saw the numbers for the number of cars that could park, and I'm going, how in the world is that true? But think about it. They said 3.2 or 3.5 people per car. I don't know who the half person is, but no offense. No, okay. So anyway, but so that's what makes the number, because I'm thinking like, oh, there's 50,000 people, 50,000 cars, and of course that's not the case. So I was really impressed by the amount of traffic volume that could come in and out of these parking lots in comparison to what could come in and out of Turner Field. The thing that I saw as far as parking goes that I was a little discouraged by is it seemed to me that you're going to have to walk further to get to the stadium. The sites are more remote. You're not instead of going right up and down Capitol Avenue, right. There's several other places. Maybe it's not that much of a distance change, and they do have a bus called a Cobb Circulator you can pay to get on, and they're also places you can drop off people that need special assistance and all of that. But the average person's going to have to walk pretty far and cross a pedestrian bridge and these types of things to get there.
Well, I think the key is, and they really, the Braves officials really made a point of saying that this is going to be a whole new experience in so many ways. They're hoping to get people in earlier and stay later with the help of the Battery. And if you're not familiar with that, that's, of course, the adjacent to SunTrust Park, which is going to have restaurants, bars, housing. I mean, people are going to be living there. It's going to be a live, work, play, but mainly when it's Braves time, that they want people in there early. Get off the highways earlier, enjoy the restaurants and the amenities that are on the Braves property, and then stay a little later and then hang out and then let the traffic go. We'll see if that, along with the 7:30 start time.
Well, that's the next thing. So it's going to diffuse when people arrive. So right now, look, there are not many people hanging out at the bullpen restaurant and bar and grill next to Turner Field. Most
open
people
8 days a week.
Open 8 days a week, yeah, and they just failed their health inspection or whatever just happened over there. That's not going, okay? So there's going to be a lot more reasons for people to come early and stay late, or maybe stay the weekend if you're coming from out of town. But here's the next thing, is this is the big, I thought, bombshell they dropped. We'd sort of heard about the satellite parking before, and we knew about the Battery Atlanta, but the 7:35 start times for weeknight games, that's the start time that they've designated for Friday and Saturday games a lot of times during the regular season at Turner Field for traffic reasons, because we know Friday downtown is terrible. And to have it now for every weekday, Smiley, they actually showed us some numbers. It makes sense considering what the traffic data showed in the Cobb-Cloverleaf area.
And we see it from above as we fly. And if you're in that corridor driving, you probably feel it as well, that the peak, of course, will hit anywhere between 4 and 7. And engineers have done their studies that once 7 o'clock comes, we start to see the taper off. And we do, absent any major incident on those interstates up there.
Right. And so, I mean, we've had our reservations about different things as far as what 285 being affected or what it's going to do. But they've certainly looked at it. And one thing that really stuck out to me about this whole thing is I thought a weakness was that it was so close to 285. And they said that was one of the reasons they chose the site is because it was right at 75 and 285. And so, well, wait and see. But we'll give some more depth on that and mainly field your questions about that in the future. So that's something big on that project. Now, Smiling, back-to-school traffic affects both your AM drive and mine PM drive times that we're on the air the most. But certainly, I think you feel it the most in AM drive. And now we're sort of right at the very beginning of this season. We're certainly seeing that traffic ramp up again.
And I thought it would really ramp up, Doug, the first week of the first full week of August, when Gwinnett County and DeKalb County and all the, what was it, August 8th, everybody's back in the pool, as I was joking with Scott Slade about, everybody's back in. Well, that first week of the month didn't prove out to be major traffic flow in terms of the volume that we saw. It seems that the second week now, and as we point a little later in the month with all the colleges going back, now we're really going to see the press. It'll be a full-court press, certainly in the mornings, and it's earlier now. 7 o'clock will be the peak hour, so if you've gotten into the mode, if there was any type of summertime break that you got, and I don't think we really saw it around the metro area, not with any kind of frequency, that you're really going to feel the pinch. And let's not forget, once Labor Day gets here, then that really is the push when the folks that may not have the kids that go to school all go back to work early September.
Yeah, so we have the really ridiculously early schools, one or two school systems that even went back at the end of July while I was still in vacation, and I was going, are you crazy? And then you had the two waves of the Metro Atlanta schools, essentially. I know there are some exceptions, but that happened over a two-week period. The second of those weeks was last week. This week you have, pretty much everybody's back at school except for a couple of select districts and some private schools, but now you have the colleges ramping up. And then next week, the week of the 22nd, right? I guess the week of the 22nd, that's when you have Georgia State, Georgia Tech coming back, and downtown just goes to the hounds.
Right. And, we're going to definitely mention this right when school happens, because this is a topical point of mine. The school has been out since May, and they come back in August. And the one thing that I want to impress on people is when they're rolling through the neighborhoods and subdivisions, we did it the first day of school. These little kids are very excited about getting on the bus, and you have to watch. But that's a morning. Every morning, you need to just be careful as you're getting out of the neighborhoods and subdivisions, even before you get to the interstates, to watch for the kids and the big yellow buses that are coming through a lot of the major thoroughfares. And remembering, I know there's been some graphics put on social media. I don't know if we've produced them ourselves, but I've seen people put the actual law of when you need to stop for the school buses, when the lights are there, when you have divided highways, when you have a median, when you have a concrete median, when you have a turn lane. there's still probably a lot of confusion out there.
Yeah, when in doubt, stop, of course. But pretty much, if a school bus is stopped, it has the arms out and the flashing red lights and the stop sign, both directions of traffic, stop on a road that it does not have a divided median, okay? If it does have a divided median, that means the traffic in the opposite direction is allowed to continue going, and it's only the traffic in the direction of the bus that has to stop if the road is four or more lanes. And I didn't know that nuance to the rule until I looked at one of those said graphics, smiling. So if it's another very few, I think, two-lane roads that have a divided median, but if it's a two-lane road that for some reason has a divided median, that's a raised median with grass or concrete on it or whatever, but it's only two lanes total, or it's two lanes one direction and one the other, my understanding by a government-produced graphic that I looked at is that you still have to stop in both directions. Yeah. And there was a few years ago when we were explaining this rule, there was somebody that reached down to me on Facebook and said, why did I get a ticket? There was a raised median. I was stopped, or I didn't stop in the other direction. And I'm wondering now, although I think this was a big road and he was ticketed erroneously, I'm now wondering if maybe there was, you know, something else afoot. But that, to me, the biggest change in traffic flow is actually the side roads. So I went to go get my haircut this morning in Tucker, and one lady, it was her first day on the job there, she was late to work because the school buses added literally 15 minutes to her trip. And then my barber said it took him, he lives one and I think a half miles from the barber shop. It takes him 4 minutes without traffic, 6 minutes to get there with traffic. And then he said with school buses, 15 minutes.
I believe it.
The biggest pinch that we're feeling, the interstates had their ebbs and flows during the summer, but it wasn't a huge break. The biggest pinch, I think, is on these side roads, and that's why you see a lot of county officials and the counties in general trying to wrap up their road work projects and really do the big ones that shut down entire roads for long stretches during the summer.
Yeah. So just be aware of the big, as we like to say in the morning, you know, just watch for those big yellow buses because the kids may not be and likely aren't looking out for you. You have to really be careful.
Oh, right, for sure. Of course, Neil Bortz thinks it's ridiculous that we have to stop for the school bus, that it should be survival of the fittest since we don't stop for regular public transit. But, he disagrees with a lot of traffic stuff. All right, now we're going to hear from CERTA Director Chris Tomlinson in a moment. He talks for 2 or 3 minutes just about the changes in the HOT rates. Really interesting there. But I thought, smiling real quick, we're going to end the show with the big piece. There's a lot of questions that came in on Facebook this week from people. Like, we just threw it out there. Hey, doing a traffic podcast, shoot me your questions. So the first one I want to get out of the way because I'm embarrassed that I didn't have an answer the last time, and I still don't, is Don Goodfriend, who wrote on my Facebook, Doug Turnbull, T-U-R-N-B-U-L-L on Facebook, and Smiley Mark McKay is Mark McKay, K-A-Y, on Facebook as well. But she asked a while ago when we did this podcast about the turn lane at Briarcliff and Clifton, and I was saying, oh, well, I drive over there all the time, and I was imagining the Briarcliff at Sheridan intersection and not the Briarcliff at Clifton intersection, so shame on me for that. Mm-hmm. But she asked, has there been any updates about it? The turn lane is too short. There's too many people that want to turn. I think it's left onto Clifton off of Briarcliff, and they back up into the main lane. Well, what I did, Don, is I called the DeKalb County. They didn't have an email, which says a lot about that, okay? But yeah. I called DeKalb County and left a message yesterday when you put that on there again, and I've yet to hear back, Don. So maybe by the traffic show next week, I'll have
Wednesday, August 24th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB, WSB Radio app.
And WSBRadio.com. Yeah, see, that's perfect. Maybe by then we'll have an answer for that. one of them, too, here is I'm going to read this just like it's written because I love when Neil Bortz used to do this. Why are we traveling in the hot lane and paying – oh, I thought they had bad grammar. They didn't. I'm paying a premium price when our gas money paid to have those lanes built. Well, the first thing is your gas money didn't pay to have those lanes built. And your gas money also gets divvied up a lot of ways, and the gas tax did increase last year. So they had a loan from the federal government, or I think in the case of the 85 hot lanes, actually had a grant from the federal government they didn't have to pay back, and that's what – cover the cost of most of those lanes. And then they're using toll revenue right now to build the other express lanes on I-75 in Cobb and Henry County and the lane extension that's on I-85 in North Gwinnett. So that's that. Also, with the new lane, any other lanes you're going to hear about that are toll lanes on that at 75 of both sides of town and on 85 in North Gwinnett, those are additional lanes of traffic. They're not taking a lane away. So, but they're going to operate a little differently. Yes. And we'll hear more about that on the traffic show next week, August 24th. So That's for a traffic trooper, the mailman there. I was going to make fun of you, mailman, but I realized you didn't actually write bad grammar, so shame on me. One person put, where can I hear your podcast? Well, if you're listening now, I'd hope you know where you can hear it, but if you want to pass it along, it's on the traffic page of WSBRadio.com. There's a big link to it of the bearded me and the always affable smiling. Will Guerra, one of our traffic reporters.
Oh, yes.
In our 24-hour traffic center.
Will.
Why doesn't Georgia pass the no cell phone while driving law? And then he and another traffic reporter went back and forth a bunch of times about it. So we know we have the no texting law, but Smilin, I guess, what's your stance on that? I'm putting you on the spot. But hey, no cell phone, you're not allowed to touch it, not allowed to talk on it while you're driving.
Well, I don't know if that's possible in this day and age. I mean, yeah. as well intentioned as we want to think that is, and the times, what did Clark say? Clark Howard said he just throws the phone in the back and then gets it after he parks. If he has a text coming in, if it comes in, he takes the phone and tosses it. I mean, I have hands-free device in my vehicle. I have that speaker system. I still have to reach over, not necessarily on the phone, to push it on, or I guess it's right there on the steering wheel. I'm used to the one that's a little in front of me. Even those of us that have communication and have to be in communication with others still utilize that feature. With vehicles that have that talk free, I mean, you're going. It's built in for your mobile phone. It's built in for your smartphone. So it's going to be there. I don't see us completely having a ban, and I don't see the ability for law enforcement to continually be able to enforce the texting.
Well,
as we have.
They haven't been able to enforce the texting.
It's on us.
But it's on us. Yes, it really is. And so I think we look to government to solve all the problems. We can police ourselves, too. You just don't do it. So Will makes a good point, though, because people do drive distracted. And before texting was a thing, really that used to be the pariah. Oh, you're on your cell phone and driving. And now we've got a different pariah, so it's taken the attention off of it. The exchange that went back and forth between Will Guerra and then Ken Smith, who's a traffic reporter out west in Las Vegas, he said, well, do you think, is it the talking or is it the holding the hand, you know, the hand holding the phone part that's so bad? And he said, well, he goes, the talking part. And he goes, oh, well, I guess we'll have to ban the hamburgers too. And he goes, well, yeah, if you're talking to a hamburger, yeah, ban that. But I mean, we're not going to ban conversation in vehicles, are we? Or we're not going to ban reaching over.
Because I almost went through a red light one time.
Well, we were
just talking. That can happen.
Maybe I should be banned for talking in general. But anyway, it's a very interesting conversation. I think eventually maybe we move to once the cars are advanced enough and most people have it, we'll move to maybe you have to have hands-free technology. But I don't see just talking on the phone in general be getting banned. By the way, some of that hands-free technology that's being used to answer emails and voicemails now, AAA has done a study that says that could be just as distracting or almost as distracting as texting because of what they call the distraction latency, how much time you're distracted just by interacting with this invisible thing. You're not just having a conversation with your mom. You're actually trying to figure out, should I delete this voicemail or not? And that could be more distracting or almost as a text.
I just don't see with the way technology has gone and continues to go that we can ever go back to that. We just have to be better aware. The time that you will shock yourself into it if you're distracted will be when you come right on the back end of that car in front of you and hit the brakes and you have that much space
right
in between you, or you know,
or you jerk that wheel to the right after crossing the center line too. And I've done that before. Look, I'm a big proponent of not texting and driving. There are still times where something has caused me to look for a second or whatever, and you know, we all have fallen victim, but it's obviously risen the road fatality number. So good concerns there, Will, and good commentary from Ken. John Sibley wants to know if we have a cup holder in the Skycopter. No.
I'm allowed to bring my Cox Media thermos up there with my cup of coffee because I really need caffeine at those hours
that
I have in the morning. So I do bring that up there.
There is no cup holder, though, and that is kind of annoying if you got an open lid deal there. He also wanted to know what hair products Aram uses. No
we'll
comment.
We'll get back with you on that. We'll check with Channel 2 makeup artists.
There you go. All right, so another one, too. This is from Traffic Trooper Herschel, who is a big champion of safe driving because he drives a tractor-trailer, and he works for the Motor Trucking Association, the Motor Truck Driving Association here in Georgia. And so he said that Georgia used to have a program called GTAC, the Georgia Targeting Aggressive Cars and Trucks, And he heard that it was defunded, and he goes, can you confirm and look into bringing it back? Well, it's all up to me, isn't it? No. So actually, I texted a friend of mine who is on the Brookhaven Police Force and is very much involved in traffic enforcement. He's actually part of and has brought me twice to what's called the Metro Atlanta Traffic Enforcement Network that meets once a month. They bring all their different traffic units from the different police departments. They come for training hours, and usually then they do a big roadblock after that and try to nail some drunk drivers or people without their licenses. So he said that he didn't even address the GTACT, but he did say that there's a program called HEAT, and I can't remember what the exact acronym means for HEAT, but it's essentially the same thing, trying to crack down on all forms of erroneous driving. And they've even been trying to get funding in Brookhaven to get that and haven't done so successfully yet. But he has heard that the funding for HEAT has gone down just a little bit lately, and he says that there's just regular laws on the books that target aggressive drivers. So it maybe not a specific program, but
the
certainly
heat
it's
vehicles
baked in.
That I was my attention was attention came to were those beautiful vehicles that a lot of law enforcement agencies had, and they specifically had HEAT on the side of them.
Oh yeah,
That was the funding that was being done to put those highly sophisticated vehicles with radar and such out there to tend to the roads.
Yeah, so it's a great question, and I think there's a lot done to try to make it go right. All right, I got to include this one, even though it involves our competitor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Crash Clark.
Our buddy.
Our buddy Crash Clark, who is on Channel 11. He said his question to us, for us to answer on this podcast, why is Crash Clark so dreamy, and do you have his phone number?
Well, let's just say I have his phone number, but that is open to interpretation, and this is why it's a very subjective business.
There you go. Perfect.
Happy
Perfect
birthday, buddy, because he's having a birthday coming up.
Oh, snap. Okay, happy birthday, Crash. Good stuff, and you do a great job there. All right, and then Snowman or John Sibley checked back in again. Where Steve Winslow and Floyd Hillman from our traffic team really separated at birth. I don't, you know, resemblance, I mean, they're both portly, bald fellows, but to me it's the voice.
Yeah.
It's a similar cadence. Okay. It's not the exact same voice. I can tell the difference because I listen, but they're. What
Steve's
do you think, Smiling?
Steve's got a little more New England, you know. Floyd's from Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah. Dollars.
Floyd's from Augusta, Georgia, but he doesn't sound Southern. Steve's from New England, and he doesn't always sound Northern. So
it's
that non-regional thing going on.
Oh, you wait till his performance review, and when you say something negative, then he'll start sounding real Northern. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
No, he sounds great, and they do a great job for us too. And finally, from the news desk upstairs, so from our competitors to our brethren here, or sister in this case, Lacey LaCroix from the Channel 2 news desk. Here, this is for you, Smiling. It's Morning Drive.
All right.
I'll try to answer, but I don't know if I can. Why does the fast lane on Georgia 400 come to a stop while the other lanes are moving well? Check the cameras, she says. Check the WSB Jam Cam around 6:50 a.m.
Well, I think maybe it's a psychological thing. I'm going to get – if I'm coming down from – heading down from Cumming to Alpharetta and I have to get to 285, I'm psychologically going to think that left lane's going to move fastest because all the oncoming traffic at Mansell and Holcomb Bridge and Northridge will all have to get over to those right lanes. And maybe that's what everybody else is thinking.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then that left lane – yeah, try to work your way in the middle and see if that gives you any kind of more leeway, because maybe that's just everybody has the same thought.
I think that's the only reason I could think of, too, is you don't want to be in those right lanes where everybody's weaving to go off an exit. I'm heading straight into downtown or straight to 285, but that's a great question. At that point of the morning, I think all lanes are pretty darn slow, and certainly we've seen where the fast lanes on 85 right next to the HOT lane, and even the HOT lane itself would be slow. So here we're talking about 400. So that does it for our questions there. We still want you to send us questions for our forthcoming traffic show, again, Wednesday, August the 24th, just over a week from now, on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. But a big piece of that coming up and a big piece of this podcast here is our talk with the toll rate change on I-85 in Gwinnett County, from CERTA Executive Director Chris Tomlinson.
Some changes announced just on the existing I-85 HOT lanes that go into effect next week.
Absolutely. We're making some changes to the toll parameters on I-85 to try to help better manage and address the congestion that's occurring out there. So starting August 22nd, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., there'll be different toll parameters in effect. That's going to target the specific areas of congestion, a lot of which happen right in the middle of the 16 miles. And so we want our commuters and customers to realize that that's probably going to result in higher toll rates because of the ever-increasing demand, just the sheer number of people using the lanes.
Starting Monday, August 22nd, what can commuters who are getting up and coming off their weekend look for as they roll down I-85? What are the changes that they'll physically see, Chris?
They won't see really any physical changes on the roadway. But if you notice the large toll rate signs, you see two prices. From the point you enter, the top number shows you what you would pay if you get off at your very first exit point or weave point. And then you see the price all the way to the end. From 7 to 9 a.m., that number that you've been seeing on the top row is probably going to be a little bit higher, especially if there's a lot of congestion right there in the lane. And it is possible that the number all the way to the end will also be a little bit higher because, like I said, year after year, we've seen more and more vehicles using the lane. And right now, we have all the Gwinnett schools back in, the DeKalb schools, but the universities, kids are moving in, people are getting ready to start up their class schedules, and that means more traffic, which will be higher tolls.
So it's going to be higher from certain segment to certain segment, but there is a cap on the total price, right?
That's correct. No one will ever experience a trip that's higher than $13.95. That's the cap. Today, what we've seen is a record high of $12, but from the data we're seeing, we could easily top that starting next week.
All right, excellent. Well, Chris, we're looking forward to those changes, and I know we've got a lot more to sift through the other hot lanes. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chris. And Smiling, you and I both sat in on that meeting. They just heard us talk to him there. I guess real quickly here, as we're kind of running out of time, what are maybe your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the cynics of that travel through Gwinnett County, well, okay, we saw this coming. We saw this coming. They're going to raise those rates.
Whose voice are you impersonating there?
They're going to raise those rates. You know, the point is, and Chris makes the point of saying it's to make people think, okay, maybe I won't get in that lane. Then maybe less people will be in that lane, less congestion. There'll be more of a choice as opposed to always being in it and paying the price. We're going to have to see what that does. I mean, we're going to have to see how that has an effect on a very, very congested stretch of roadway.
It gives an out for people that really want to pay it, and for those that don't, you're still sitting in the same slow traffic anyway. So what's the offense? The people that maybe are offended, to me, the only people that should be offended by this are the people that used to ride in that lane when it was an HOV lane and had two people. Because if you have three or more, you can still go in the lane. You just have to get a peach pass and set your toll mode to 3+.
Right.
Otherwise, you're not losing out. You're in the same situation, but they're trying to make some other efforts in there. They have the delineation markers near 316 that have, I think he said, increased that lane moving by 4 miles per hour, which I think is a good stretch because people were cheating and using that lane. And they're trying to do some other things too, not to mention they're adding on to those lanes up top. So, and they're going to hopefully eventually blend it with 285 better so you don't have to jerk across all of those lanes. But it's going to be very selective in choosing, depending on the day, what segment or segments are worse, and then trying to beef those prices up. So if you're getting on at Old Peachtree, maybe you go into the regular lanes and then get back in south of Jimmy Carter to go toward 285 or something like that.
And I don't know if Chris is going to pull it out, but he pulled the curtain back for us a little bit. It's a coordinated effort between the folks that run the toll lanes and the DOT in terms of incident management. And they're constantly watching, like we are. We're constantly watching what you folks are doing on the roadways and trying to keep the coast as clear as possible. And when it comes to managing how much those prices go up and down, it is a coordinated effort.
It certainly is. So just quick preview again, about a week from now, we're going to talk about, because we'll have had 3 days of these under our belts by next Wednesday, we're going to talk about the new pricing on the HOT lanes in DeKalb and Gwinnett County on 85 north and south, the 7 to 9 in the morning, 4 to 6 in the afternoon. We're going to talk about the express lanes projects, which are rapidly getting close to completion in Henry County and in Cobb County both. And we're going to talk quickly about the 85 lane extension, the hot lanes that will be late or mid-2018 when those get started up in North Gwinnett. And then finally, we're also going to talk about Braves traffic, the first one I think will be a series of WSB shows just concerning the Cobb, Cumberland, Galleria area around 75 and 285 in SunTrust Park. So any parting shots there, Smiley Mart, before we ride into the sunset for another long break?
We want to just reemphasize and tell, if you're a traffic trooper, tell your fellow traffic troopers or tell folks who are out on the roads every day, no matter what time they're on the road. This traffic show will certainly have something to do with you, and you will take something out of it. August 24th, Wednesday, August 24th, from 9 until 11, we'll be on in place of Herman Cain, who will be away on vacation.
And certainly, go ahead, and if you think of questions, you can send them to us on Facebook. We gave you that info already earlier. Tweet him with the hashtag AskWSB, or just tweet him tweet him with the hashtag AskWSB so we can separate it from the others. You can also send an email, and any of us will see it, to WSBTrafficTips@gmail.com. Those pop up, and we're able to sort through those. So we're here to the end of the show. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull, and thank you for joining us.
Smiling Mark McKay. We appreciate it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.